Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all and tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
I am so anti-Trump that I changed my party just so I could vote for Nikki.
Tonight, it's Super Tuesday as America decides.
I voted for Trump, and I think he'll make a strong president again.
I proudly voted for Nikki Haley.
Millions of Americans weigh in on who they want to be their nominees for president. What voters are telling us.
Biden's too old and Trump's a little too crazy.
The context and analysis now on the CBS Evening News. Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us on this Super Tuesday, the biggest primary day of the election cycle. Tonight could be the kickoff to the 2024 general election and ultimately a rematch between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. That would be the first time in more than 100 years. Millions of voters are heading to the polls in 15 states, and we also have just learned that President Biden has won Iowa's Democratic caucus. And we're just moments away from the first polls closing. In the race for the Republican nomination, Donald Trump holds a commanding lead over rival Nikki Haley in what could be Haley's last stand. Trump needs a total of 1,215 delegates to secure the nomination, and he's expected to move closer to that goal tonight. Early CBS News exit polls are out, and they show that immigration and the economy are the top issues for Republican voters, with many feeling angry about how things are going in this country. We have a lot of context and analysis to bring you, and CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns will start us off tonight from Palm Beach, Florida, where Donald Trump is tonight. Good evening, Caitlin.
Good evening, Nora. Well, this Super Tuesday may feel less suspenseful than previous years, but it is no less consequential, setting the stage for a general election rematch between the current and former presidents and possibly signaling the end of Nikki Haley's campaign.
As voters across the country cast ballots today, Donald Trump is aiming for a Super Tuesday sweep to force his last remaining rival, Nikki Haley, out of the race.
There's no path for her to win. Whether she likes hearing that or not, there's no path for her to win.
Despite winning just one contest so far in the District of Columbia, Haley had vowed to stay in the running at least through today, when Republican voters in 15 states have their say.
I don't know why everybody's so adamant that they have to follow Trump's lead to get me out of this race. You know, all of these people deserve to vote.
But the math is not in her favor. Trump has a sizable delegate lead, 276 to 43. And he is favored in all of today's contests, where another 865 delegates are up for grabs. A massive delegate haul won't be enough for Trump to officially clinch the nomination. That could come as soon as next week. But it could solidify his dominance in the Republican Party, even as he faces 91 charges in 4 criminal cases. A North Carolina exit poll tonight showed that 64% of Republican voters say Trump is fit to be president if convicted of a crime. Those cases have helped to fuel his support among Republicans, though some supporters told us they want him to temper his rhetoric.
He has great policies, but I don't want to hear the drama.
On the Democratic side, President Biden is also expected to run the table.
Joe Biden better win. All right. I mean, I think the country, there's an awful lot at stake.
But he's aiming to stave off an opponent of his own. Voters in seven states will have the option to vote uncommitted, which some Democrats hope registers opposition to the president's handling of the Israel-Hamas war.
I voted uncommitted because I want to send like a message that we are tired and we want a ceasefire.
And Donald Trump is expected to speak behind me later tonight, but notably, Nikki Haley does not have any events scheduled today or beyond. She's expected to watch the results from her home state of South Carolina. Nora?
Caitlin Huey Burns in Palm Beach, thank you. Let's bring in CBS's Robert Costa for more on tonight's races. Such an interesting night because we get to hear from the voters, right? And we also have this exit poll data about what are priorities for people. What's the Trump team looking at tonight?
Nora, we're already hearing from the voters and just got some new exit polling information here at CBS News. And it shows some warning signs for former President Donald Trump. In North Carolina, for example, 78% of Nikki Haley supporters say to CBS News they could not support the Republican nominee if it ends up being Donald Trump. That shows among traditional Republicans in North Carolina and elsewhere, many concerns about Trump's conduct. So as Trump tries to perhaps pivot towards the general election tonight, he still has some work to do in shoring up GOP support.
He will win big tonight, but we're going to be looking to see how much of that Republican vote or independent vote Nikki Haley gets. What about the Biden team?
They're watching suburban turnout. Can they try to win over some of those Haley voters? And look for three themes from the Biden campaign. You're going to see a real focus on reproductive rights. Vice President Harris out there. You're going to see Biden talking about January 6th, speaking to those Nikki Haley supporters, saying he's a defender of democracy. And you're going to see him try to talk to working Americans, knowing that Trump's winning many of them over with his message on the border, on the economy. He wants to make sure union voters in particular are sticking with Biden.
Yeah, we've heard that tonight. It's a top issue for Republican voters and independents, the economy, immigration. Of course, Biden's got the State of the Union on Thursday night. We'll be watching. Robert Costa, thank you. And CBS News is going to have complete coverage of Super Tuesday throughout the night on CBS News streaming and continuing right here on CBS at 10 p.m. Eastern. We hope to see you then. This news today, the U.S. and Jordan airdropped more much-needed aid into the Gaza Strip today. While back here in Washington, President Biden made an urgent push for a long-awaited ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has details now from the White House.
Three American C-130s dropping another 36,000 meals over Gaza today. Not nearly enough to feed more than 500,000 people on the verge of famine. But on the ground, people ran towards the aid. With just 5 days until the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, President Biden continues pressuring Israel and Hamas to agree to a ceasefire and the release of more hostages. Israel is seeking from Hamas a list of hostages who are still alive. Hamas says it first needs a ceasefire to determine the status of hostages.
We'll know in a couple days if it's going to happen. But we need the ceasefire.
The president reiterated his hope for a deal by Ramadan in order to avoid more violence.
We get into a circumstance where this continues through Ramadan, Israel and Jerusalem, then it could be very, very dangerous.
Israeli-Palestinian tensions often flare in Jerusalem during the holy month. But today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said during Ramadan he'll allow Palestinians access to Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque, one of Islam's most holy sites, hopefully easing fears of violence. In Washington, one of Netanyahu's top rivals, Benny Gantz, continued 2 days of meetings with senior lawmakers and administration officials amid growing bipartisan criticism of Israel's handling of the war.
All of these conversations have been constructive and productive, and we hope that Mr. Gantz goes home informed by the conversations that we had and the concerns that we expressed.
U.S. officials don't normally meet so publicly with the rival of a sitting world leader, so that top administration officials and Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill took the meetings with Gantz at all signals bipartisan frustration with how Netanyahu is overseeing the war. Nora?
It's a really interesting point, Ed O'Keefe at the White House. Thank you so much. Well, tonight there's a state of emergency in effect around the site of a deadly fire that set off a series of massive explosions at a vaping supplier north of Detroit. A 19-year-old man was killed when the blast sent debris flying as far as 2 miles away. CBS's Alicia Bergio reports officials say it's still an active scene.
The violent fire spread quickly. Canisters filled with butane gas, nitrous oxide, and lighter fluid blew apart and spewed into the air.
There's metal canisters that are exploding, and they're being projectiles coming all over the place right now.
Knives were blasted apart, and more than 100,000 vape pens with highly combustible lithium batteries inside exploded.
You had shrapnel going off everywhere you looked. So if you're standing outside, you're wondering, when's the next piece coming at my way?
The fire started around 9 p.m. and burned through the morning at this vaping supply distributor in Clinton Township, just outside of Detroit.
And the whole house shook. I thought it was an earthquake.
Investigators think the fire started with unpermitted marijuana-related items stored improperly inside a back storage area.
We know that they were not allowed to have these canisters. They were not permitted to have them in this building. They were illegally in that building.
The fire was so powerful, it sent sharp, jagged shrapnel like this one raining down.
Debris killed a 19-year-old who was about a quarter mile from the scene. His name has not yet been released.
Having a civilian just walking the streets and getting hit by something like that, completely unexpected. And I couldn't think of anything sadder as an outcome for this particular situation.
This is still an active scene. Officials are warning that some of the canisters could still explode and are telling people to stay away from the area. Authorities say the owners of the vaping supplier are cooperating with the investigation. Nora?
Very dangerous. Alicia Bergio, thank you so much. Tonight, a major crackdown on credit card late fees. Americans have racked up more than $1 trillion in credit card debt, including more than $100 billion just since the end of the pandemic. CBS's Nikki Batiste explains how millions of consumers will finally catch a break.
Trying to take care of her two young children, Alyssa Sample says she's racked up $21,000 in credit card debt in the last year and has fallen behind on her payments.
I had to live on my credit cards and I was struggling to pay them. So the late fees were piling up. And, you know, it got to a point where it just became too much.
Sample pays $30 every time she is late on a payment, which has ballooned to more than $2,000 in fees. Today, President Joe Biden announced late charges would be capped at $8, down from about $32.
Well, we estimate banks are generating five times more in late fees than it costs to collect late payments. They're padding their profit margins.
Each year, more than 45 million people are charged late fees, which adds more than $14 billion to banks' profits. Now, individual cardholders could save an average of $220 a year.
Fees can be like whack-a-mole. One goes down, another one pops up.
But credit card companies can still hike interest rates.
So I think those are all things we're going to be watching for, because the banking industry may lose something like $10 billion over this.
As for Sample, she's just hoping this will help her pay down some debt and get a fresh start.
If you tell me $8, $8 is a happy meal. That's something that you can catch up on. A lower late fee will help you pay your credit cards down faster, or, you know, at a proper time. You have a little bit more motivation to pay for it.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says it plans to file a lawsuit to try to stop the Biden administration's $8 cap on late fees. Nearly half of credit card holders carry a balance month to month. Nora?
Nikki Batiste, thank you so much. Tonight in California, the race to fill the late Dianne Feinstein Senate seat is already the most expensive Senate election in state history. CBS's Jolene Kent reports on why the Republican in the race is being helped by his Democratic rival.
In typically true blue California, the Senate primary is coming down to both a Democrat and a Republican.
I built championship teams. I unite people. I took the field for all the fans, and now I'm running for all the people.
First-time politician and former L.A. Dodger Steve Garvey is now in a dead heat with longtime congressman and Trump impeachment manager Adam Schiff, trailed by Democratic Congresswoman Katie Porter and Barbara Lee.
Run scared or run unopposed. I'm not unopposed, so I'm running scared.
In California's so-called jungle primary, the top two finishers advanced to the general election, regardless of party affiliation. Garvey has yet to be endorsed by former President Trump or officially by the state Republican Party. And unlike the other candidates, he has not purchased a single TV ad. Instead, he's getting his airtime from Schiff.
He voted for Trump twice and supported Republicans for years.
Who mentions the Republican former first baseman in 60% of his TV commercials.
Why are you giving Steve Garvey so much airtime in your ads?
Well, he is very much running neck and neck with me in the polls. We're all competing for the same votes.
Schiff has outspent Garvey 28-1. And Porter, who is at risk of missing the cut for the general election, is calling out her fellow Democrat, saying online, Adam Schiff knows he will lose to me in November, alleging he is boxing out qualified Democratic women candidates and boosting a Republican candidate to do it. At the center of this race, inflation and the economy.
The problem today is that people are still not making enough to get by. The cost of things is just too high. I've got a plan to bring down the cost of housing and other goods so that we can help families make it in California again.
Here in Burbank, we've seen a steady stream of voters come in and cast their ballot. But overall, because we expect to see another Biden-Trump matchup come the general election, we do expect California turnout today to be at historic lows. But there's still time for that to change. Millions of registered voters got their ballots by mail. They can still hand those in. And so far, older voters are turning out more so than the younger ones. Nora.
Jolene Kent there at a polling place. Thank you so much. All right. Did you have trouble looking at Instagram or Facebook today? Well, you weren't alone. The details next.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
A major outage across Facebook and Instagram today prompted fears of a widespread Super Tuesday hack. But parent company Meta later said it was all because of a technical issue. More than 500,000 Facebook, Instagram, and Threads users reported outages. Federal cybersecurity officials said there was no evidence of an attack. Meta's unspecified technical problem was resolved in about 2 hours. A river in California is being transformed back into its natural state through a historic dam removal project. We've got our Climate Watch report. That's next. A major river in the West is being unleashed thanks to the largest dam removal project in U.S. history. It could also signal a reversal of how we view these man-made structures. Instead of monuments to human ingenuity, some now say they have been decimating ecosystems for over a century. In tonight's Climate Watch, CBS's Ben Tracy introduces us to the native tribes who pushed for change.
One of our oldest stories talks about the connection between us and the river and the salmon in it.
Frankie Myers is a member of the Yurok tribe, Native Americans who for 10,000 years have been tied to the Klamath River and the abundant salmon that once swam through it.
Without salmon in the river, there's no need for Yurok people to be here.
But this essential artery was blocked more than a century ago when construction started on four dams along the Klamath. They generated power that fueled Western expansion, but decimated the salmon population, which could no longer swim upstream to spawn. Stagnant water behind the dams became a toxic stew of green algae.
And so what have these dams symbolized to you?
As a monument to manifest destiny, this idea that we're not a part of nature. It's here for our use, and we could do whatever we want with no consequences.
You guys want to have war? Let's have war.
Now, after decades of conflict and tribal activism against the dams, The once-shackled Klamath is being set free. The dams, which no longer generate much electricity, are being torn down in a $450 million deconstruction project.
We're standing on top of a lot of concrete.
It's a lot of concrete. That's what it took to impound this river.
Mark Bransom is CEO of the Klamath Renewal Corporation.
How big of a project is this to take down these four dams?
We believe it may be the largest dam removal and salmon restoration project ever undertaken anywhere in the world.
But last week, at the base of another dam, hundreds of thousands of tiny hatchery salmon were killed, likely by high water pressure as they passed through a tunnel open to let the river flow through. Once the dams are completely removed, native salmon populations are expected to return, and seeds are now being spread to regrow plants on land drowned here decades ago.
Literally planting seeds for our future. I don't think there's a better metaphor that you could come up with.
Bringing hope back to the banks of this river. Ben Tracy, CBS News, Copco, California.
From hope to the heart of America, that's next with a graduating class that is truly aiming for the stars.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America. Meet America's newest class of astronauts. After 2 years of grueling NASA training, the group is now eligible for spaceflight. The graduates of 6 men and 4 women come from all corners of the country, from Alaska to Puerto Rico. Class leader Chris Birch has a PhD from MIT and is also a decorated cyclist for the U.S. national team. Lieutenant Commander Jessica Whitner credits her team's unique backgrounds for helping unite their mission.
Whoever is on the next cruise that are going up know that the diversity that they bring to the table is really one of the strongest. It's one of the strengths of the crew.
Well, these new astronauts could one day be part of the team that brings the first woman and first person of color to the surface of the moon and beyond. Talk about having the right stuff. NASA's newest space explorers. They are tonight's Heart of America. And that does it for tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you enjoy tuning into the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news, and you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.